Good race for the 240 at Donny this Friday. It's the Speedy Services Doncaster Cup, the latest in the big staying clashes for the season. And it's a difficult contest to weigh up. We've got horses like Biographer, who come into it on the best, but he didn't shine last time. Colour Vision, former Gold Cup winner, who seems very hit and miss nowadays. Repeater, who ran well in this race last year and has now left Sir Mark Prescott to join David O'Mara. And we have All Rivals, Time's Up and High Jinx. Now, these two met not once, but twice last autumn, and Time's Up got the better of the battle on both occasions by 2¼ lengths in the Lonsdale Cup at York and by 1/4 of a length, i.e. a neck, in this race 12 months ago. That was good ground, and there was precious little between the two all the way through the final furlong. In fact, High Jinx was slightly unlucky because he took a little while to get a run. What's happened since? Well, not a great deal for either horse. Time's Up has left John Dunlop to join his son Ed. Very quiet start to the season, but much better last time when he's staying on third behind Azima and Simenon in that Lonsdale Cup at York. As for High Jinx, well, it's been a case of the weather getting in the way, because he's been entered for lots of good races, but it's been a fast ground summer and he's missed out on several occasions. His one run since last autumn was when 4th of 10, plugging on at Sandown in May. There's something to mention about High Jinx. He's not straightforward. He carries his head awkwardly off the bridle. He can run in snatches. These are the two key horses, I think. The 1 and 2 from last year, Time's Up and High Jinx. There really isn't much between the two, but High Jinx looks a bit of an awkward customer. And for that reason, I go for Time's Up, Ed Dunlop and Ryan Moore in the Donny Cup at 2:40.
Coral TV, the best place to be for the best betting advice on the high street.